Homestead wants permission from voters to borrow $26 million. Part of the money would go toward fixing up the historic Seminole Theater in the city's landmarked downtown district. The rest would be for refurbishing a temporary home for the city's police and building a new police headquarters. But to convince voters, the city first has to get past this part of its recent history.
Mr. Bateman, good afternoon. You're charged with one count of unlawfully receiving compensation or reward for official behavior. One count of unlawfully
Homestead's last mayor, Steve Bateman, was one of three South Florida mayors arrested last August on corruption charges. Bateman's arrest was not related to the renovation of the theater, but millions of dollars have already been spent on the Seminole, which remains closed and vacant. Much of that money came through the city's Community Redevelopment Agency, which was criticized in a 2010 county audit for making questionable deals with former elected officials. Kern Homestead Mayor Jeff Porter says this history is part of the reason the city is holding the special election.
We could have just started building and just increased taxes, but the choice was not to do that. The choice was to include the voter in the process.
Mayor Porter also hopes the referendum will provide enough political support to ensure that the theater and police headquarters are completed, even if Homestead's leadership changes. I'm Elaine Chen in Miami.